Control toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line with you today or tonight, depending on what time zone you're in. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. And then you can listen to us anytime you want because we've got live streaming options for you there, as well as archives and so many other things, all for free. Actually, you get to control the content of the site as well. You get to submit things to it and vote them up or down, and then we'll figure out what you, in the aggregate, you the listeners, would like us to talk about. Of course, the best way to get your subject on the airwaves is to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We're going to go right back to your calls and thoughts. And then coming up, Edward Snowden, the latest on his new passports, where it's from, why it was issued to him. Let's go first, though, to Bob. He's in Wisconsin. Now, Bob, you were saying in the last hour, just to bring our listeners up to speed, that you believe that global warming is real, that the Earth is warming not at the clip that the global warming extremists, as you call them, would suggest, but also that the people who pretend that it doesn't exist, according to you, that it is still warming, you say. And you say that some of it is man-made, but not all of it is. And so my question to you before we went to the news break there was, what is if any, your proposal?
Well, my proposal is for well, just to make it clear, I am giving a lecture next Saturday at this time, in fact, 6:30 in the Chicago Hilton Hotel to the World Future Society in the governance track. I'm the speaker there at 6:30 in the Chicago Hilton. And,
okay.
And my website, realeconomy.com, it's the fourth hot button down in the main text. I have
so you can buy advertisements on our show if you'd like. I was asking you a question about what you think, you know, what should the solution be here, if anything?
The solution is to go to his conference.
Well, yeah, if you go to the conference, I can give you a
lot. Well, not everybody who's listening to in our audience is going to be able to or is interested in going to your conference.
Well,
by the way, if the conference would like to advertise on Free Talk Live, please get in touch with Mark at freetalklive.com.
Well, to answer your point about the man-made or not, it's probably mostly man-made and roughly.
No, that wasn't what I was asking you.
The new question.
That was what Daryl was saying earlier. But my question for you is: do you have a proposal as far as, you know, a lot of people want to do something about global warming, and if your answer is let's do nothing, then that's fine. I'm just wondering what if any proposal do you have
to solve global warming?
Yes.
Well, I think it's happening. I think market forces are driving us towards a solar economy. We can't, fossil fuels aren't going to last forever anyhow.
Okay.
And they're awfully messy and non-productive in many ways.
So your answer is let the market decide.
I think there's a lot of that going on. I think we need to get ethanol out of our gasoline because I'm losing 10% in my miles per gallon every time I load up, and I've been religiously calculating that for decades, and I've done it on three different cars as an engineer and as a CPA.
I'm with you, man. I mean, I don't know whether global warming is true or not. I'll, you know, take you at your word on the research that you've done, but I also agree with your solution, and that is that the market can solve this, that if there is a problem,
get government out of it.
The government is only going to make things worse. And I thank you for the call tonight. Good luck with your speech. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. I don't know if it's warming or, you know, there's now people that say it's global climate change because sometimes things don't look so warm anymore. But if things were.
Yeah, when it snows on Memorial Day, you can't really call that warming.
Exactly. So then they've kind of got this new global climate change term that they're using instead. And, well, change is constant. It's okay. Change happens. You can't stop change from occurring.
There was an ice age. There has to be the opposite of that.
Right. And isn't that essentially a conservative point of view? Usually it's liberal types who are talking about the global warming thing or global climate change. But isn't the suggestion that the climate must stay the same? Isn't that essentially a conservative viewpoint?
Yes.
You're advocating for things to stay as they've always been. Let's do it this way because that's the way it's always been, and that's how we feel comfortable.
Definition of conservative is
right.
One who supports the status quo.
Yeah. Hey, look, Change is inevitable. Change is constant. The only thing that you can count on in this world is that things are going to change. You know, everything from your life to the way you think to the world around you, the climate, and everything. Everything is in a constant flux. Everything that even looks as though it is, you know, to get a little metaphysical or whatever, or quantum, or, you know, anything that even looks solid is in a constant state of change. There are, you know, there are molecules and atoms that are constantly in motion. They're vibrating at different levels. The rock does not have the same level of vibration as a speaker with music coming out of it, but there's vibration there, and it's in a state of flux. It's just not perceptible to you,
right?
But it is. So anybody who is of the mindset that we've got to keep things the status quo, we've got to be the way they are forever because things are better the way they are. Or they'll also say, things are better the way they were. We've got to go back to the way things were because things were better then. But wait, no, they really weren't. And I love that Penn and Teller did an episode on about this topic on BS, which was their television series for Showtime. And it was about this this mystique, this mythology surrounding the past and the idea that some people have that everything's better in the past.
Good old days.
Yeah, we got to get back to those good old days, you know, where people were enslaved even more so than they are today. And
not that far back. Not that far.
It's not that far back.
No, like we need to go back to Mayberry, where, you know, everybody's house looks exactly the same, the white picket fence.
It was never really like that, though, was it?
No, but people like to think that it was.
Yeah, so, sorry, that's just not going to be the case. Now, if you want to go and build your own private community where everybody has a white picket fence, then by all means do that. They've got that crap in Florida, and it's awful.
As long as it's voluntary.
Exactly. So, 855-450-FREE. We were talking in the first hour about the World Service Authority and barely scratched the surface on a story from Gawker.com about Ed Snowden. He is currently in the Sheremetyevo Airport in Moscow, where he's been stuck for a couple weeks since the U.S. yanked his passport. Well, now he's got another one thanks to the World Service Authority, which Gawker's Adrian Chen describes as a D.C.-based nonprofit peace organization dedicated to promulgating the idea of world citizenship, utopian ideal in which humanity transcends national borders and lives in global harmony. In press release on Tuesday, the WSA announced the move. WSA founder Gary Davis, who is, I believe, in his 90s, said in a statement, quote, "This unprecedented situation," talking about Ed Snowden, "reveals dramatically the power of one individual versus the nation-state system, while highlighting individual sovereignty. The fact that Snowden is immobilized in a Moscow airport transit lounge further exposes the fiction of nation-state frontiers." Now, Davis is an interesting character, Gary Davis, the founder of the World Service Authority. And if you actually look into his story, they'll tell you a little bit about it here in a moment here. But his story is fascinating, and he is an interesting character. Now, just a couple of notes before we continue here. I don't like the idea of a world citizen, because the term citizen has a certain definition, and
yes,
it tends to mean that you owe a duty of allegiance in return to an obligation, or in return for an obligation of protection by something known as typically a nation state. And we all know that if you've done some research, and it's easy to do this research, just Google "no obligation to protect," and you'll find court cases from the U.S. Supreme Court that make it clear that the government doesn't believe it has an obligation to protect you. They don't actually believe they have an obligation to do anything, provide you any level of rudimentary services. Nothing. There's no anything they do. It's just because they want to look good. You know, it's not because they have to. You can't sue them for non-performance of services because they have no obligation. So the idea that there could be a citizen at a world government kind of level is silly to me. But I do agree with Gary Davis on his view that borders should be abolished. I think borders are a terrible idea. I just don't think that we need to have a government there in a border-free world.
You would like the idea of individuals without borders.
It sounds like I would. But let's talk more about the WSA, because they're doing something pretty cool here for Ed Snowden. And, you know, despite my nitpick on the terminology they use, I do agree with most of their mission. 855-450-FREE. And I've got one of their passports, too. 855-450-FREE. I'll show it on the camera here in a moment, cam.freetalklive.com. There's more coming up.
Attention, men. If you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, We want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-466-5523. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-466-5523. That's 800-466-5523. Call 800-466-5523.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Band from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Band has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Band from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. We give them away to you. And those features include news updates. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, your choice. Go to news.freetalklive.com and sign up or follow us on any of those platforms of your choice. That's news.freetalklive.com. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian here.
And Daryl.
And if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com carries the name brands you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned and members in good standing at the Better Business Bureau, and they have the lowest prices, so go and see for yourself and then get it, and get it quick. From ManVentureOutpost.com. Again, ManVentureOutpost.com. We are continuing here with the latest on Ed Snowden. As you know, he is in a Russian airport, the Sheremetyevo airport. He's been there for a couple weeks after the U.S. government pulled his passport. But to the rescue, hopefully, the World Service Authority is bestowing upon Mr. Snowden another passport. This one not the U.S. passport. This is the World Service Authority passport. Never heard of them? Well, then allow me to tell you a little bit more about them. Gawker.com has the piece here. And the guy at Gawker, Adrian Chen, is, let's just say, skeptical of the World Service Authority's yes. passport. And for good reason. You should be skeptical of somebody saying, hey, use our passport. It'll get you into some countries around the world. I mean, that seems pretty questionable.
Yeah.
But Gary
People
Davis.
Have claimed to have used the Conk Republic passports to get into some countries.
They have, and I don't disbelieve those claims. And in this case, I don't also disbelieve Gary Davis, the founder of the World Service Authority, who has used this passport for the last several decades.
Almost 60 years?
I believe so. Davis founded the World Service Authority in 1954 after a harrowing experience as a World War II bomber pilot. It convinced him that global citizenship was the only way to prevent future wars. Davis renounced his U.S. citizenship in 1948 to demonstrate his commitment to the cause. He now lives in Burlington, Vermont, where a sign outside of his home declares it as sovereign world territory. I love this guy. He is so ballsy and brave, and what he's done, I think, is fantastic here. The World Service Authority has a whole program of advocacy and educational efforts aimed at abolishing the nation-state. The World Passport, a sturdy, official-looking document, is its best known. The WSA says it's issued more than 750,000 of them throughout the years. The group had no contact with Snowden or his people before it awarded him the World Passport. The WSA's president, David Gallup, told me yesterday, presumably Snowden is aware of his new document as it reached the front page of Reddit and was reported in a number of mostly Latin American news sources. Gallup told me that the organization decided to issue the passport to Snowden last week in an effort to affirm the right to freedom of travel and the right to seek refuge from persecution, echoing the WSA's goal of global unity. The organization said that we expect him to be able to use this document to identify himself and for travel purposes. Now, could the World Passport actually help Snowden, marooned as he is in Moscow? Surprisingly, people have successfully used the document for international travel. According to the WSA's website, 180 countries have accepted the passport on a case-by-case basis. The WSA claims that governments of six countries have formally recognized the passport. Now, before we go on, let me say that as someone who has actually looked into this passport, because I was debating getting one, I ultimately decided to do so. I wanted to see if there was anything to these claims, and it's true. On the World Service Authority's website, and we'll link to it over on our Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus for you in a moment, but on their website, they do have these documents from these other countries stating that they will, in point of fact, accept the World Service Authority passport. Now, to be clear, many of these documents, they're a little bit old. They were issued not recently, okay? I don't know if it was the 70s or 60s or whatever, but it was before my lifetime when most of these documents were issued. So, you know, you got to take that with a grain of salt. However, one thing that I think speaks volumes is that Gary Davis, the founder of the World Service Authority, has been traveling with this passport ever since he created it.
Yes.
Now, what is that? Has that meant that he's been arrested? Yes. As a matter of fact, he's been arrested many times as a result of this. It's not an easy thing to do to travel without a governmental passport. But the fact is, despite all the arrests, he's still living as a free person or a relatively free person in Burlington, Vermont. He's not in a prison cell today. And I don't believe that his jail stays were particularly extended in over time. It's just one of those things where they lock you up until they figure out what the hell to do with you.
Yeah, and they don't really have reason to hold him.
So the WSA, again, says that some countries have issued formal recognition of the passport, and people who've used the passport have uploaded their stamps, right? So you get the stamps on the passport when you go into countries, the visas, and
yes,
they've uploaded that, and they've shown that to be the case. In 2010, Davis posted a YouTube video showing himself crossing the U.S.-Canada border in Vermont using only his world passport. Although, again, in that border crossing, they know who he is. Like, he lives around there, and so he's made this crossing multiple times.
Well,
so
Burlington isn't really that close to the border.
It's a lot closer than Keene, New Hampshire is.
True.
I mean, Burlington
is
still northwest
Vermont. It's still at the bottom of the state.
Vermont? Burlington?
Oh, I'm thinking Bennington.
Yeah. Burlington's northwest Vermont.
Yeah. I'm thinking Bennington that's at the bottom.
So, you know, the critics could say that, well, they're just letting him pass through because he's an old man and they know who he is. But still, it's interesting video to watch him go through this checkpoint,
yes,
where you're supposed to have a U.S. passport and he doesn't have one. But going on here. Realistically, says Gawker.com, the world passport is a pretty shaky way to get around. Most of the successful border crossings seem to be flukes. Gary Davis's video aside, the U.S. does not recognize the world passport, and last year a Belizean man was arrested for attempting to cross into the U.S. from Canada with one of them. Davis himself was arrested in 1977 for using the world passport when flying into Washington, D.C., and Gallup and the WSA admit that using the world passport to enter a country is far from a sure thing. He said that they can still reject somebody outright, no matter who they are. They have the power to violate our human rights with impunity. The WSA has been criticized by other human rights organizations for offering refugees false hope in exchange for the $45 to $100 that it costs for the world passport. Ultimately, the world passport is more of a political symbol than a useful document. Each successful entry facilitated by the arbitrarily created document helps back up the WSA's point about the harmful arbitrariness of national borders. But he doesn't mention here that not everyone pays for the world passport. Ed
right.
Snowden didn't pay for his world passport, and the World Service Authority issues hundreds of passports, as I understand it, every year on a gratis basis. They are giving these things away. If you are a refugee in Africa and you want to get a passport, but you can't get one in the country that you're occupying, the World Service Authority can help with that. And if you can't afford to buy one of their passports, they will probably just provide it to you if you can prove that you're actually a refugee.
Right.
Or that you intend to leave or whatever. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is the World Service Authority passport a bunch of bunk? Or is there actually something to this? Are you one of the holders of the passport? And what has your experience been? Or bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the World Service Authority's passport that they issued to Ed Snowden, but I think it also evokes other conversations we could have about the idea of borders, because the World Service Authority is in favor of getting rid of that concept, and I have to agree with them on that. Yeah. I don't agree with having a world government, but I think that getting rid of borders is a fine idea. And our number again, 855-450 for you, may also join us on Skype at username lrn.fm. So if you feel free to send us a contact request, you'll be accepted, and then it'll be easy for you to get in touch with us on Skype. And we'll continue more about the World Service Authority and their passport they're issuing to Ed Snowden here in moments. Money is tight, though, and gas is expensive. Now, you can learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get a 10 to 20% better mileage. How do you learn about that? Go to xft.freetalklive.com and learn about and then buy some XFT. You can improve your fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. Mark has been using this in his cars. He drives a lot and has been using it over the last 6 months. XFT is the product. It's fuel treatment. And he says that you could save like $1,000 a year by using this. So it sounds pretty good to me. xft.freetalklive.com to get your XFT. All right, so here's a quote from the president of the World Service Authority. This is a man named David Galla. And this isn't the founder, it's the current president. The founder is a 91-year-old guy who is living in Burlington, Vermont. And he's quite the eccentric old guy, and he's been just a lifelong activist for peace and ending war and ending the idea of the nations of the world. Quote, throughout history, the reasons we've had wars is we separate ourselves into different tribes. Only today the tribes are called America or Guyana, said Gallup. We're one human family, and we're one earth. And if we want to continue existing on this planet, we have to understand first and foremost that we are one. What are your first responses to that statement?
You know, I really like it. The One Human Family, that's the motto for Key West, Florida.
Is it?
Yes.
Which also is kind of a sovereign territory.
Yeah, to some extent.
The Conquer Republic.
And I really like it, and I embrace it, and it's one of the reasons that I came up with the organization that hasn't really done anything in 3 years called Individuals Without Borders.
Which you linked to on our Facebook page.
Yes, where I made up basically my own Declaration of Human Rights. A lot of it has been taken from the UN Declaration of Rights.
There's some good stuff in there.
There's some good stuff. So I pulled the good stuff out.
I don't like, you know, generally the concept of the UN, but, you know, the human rights document does have some good stuff in it. In fact, the World Service Authority does lean on that document to some extent, because there's some text in there that supposedly assures one's right to travel.
Yes.
Even though we know that that's not necessarily the case.
Right. So, you know, I like the idea of there not being nation states and people having the right to freely travel unhindered.
I wonder when we'll get there. I mean, I know that in over time that we have more nation states now than we have had in the past. And I think that's progress because it gives people more choice. You know, there's a couple hundred now as opposed to a few dozen or several dozen. So over time, there are more choices in the marketplace, and that's a good thing. More competition is a good thing. But I don't think we're there yet to where people are ready to get rid of the idea of the nation state. And I wonder what, if anything, can be done to hasten that, to get closer to where people will realize that that's just an imaginary line that some politicians a long time ago drew after they, you know, conquered some indigenous people in that particular area. I mean, that's all that we're talking about here.
Yeah, I don't really know when it's going to happen, but hopefully sooner rather than later.
And what happens, you know, you, the listener, do you bristle at that statement? Does it feel wrong to you, the idea that we should get rid of these concepts known as borders? Because in order to get rid of the concepts known as borders, we're really going to have to get rid of the idea of the state, right? Because the state is this belief system. It's a crazy, crazy religious belief system in the idea that that men and women, who most of them you don't know, have somehow got more rights than you. They have the ability to control you. They have the ability to tell you how to live and what to do and what not to do. And that's somehow bestowed upon them through this, you know, nebulous process of going into a ballot box and casting a, you know, voting at a Chad. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I was thinking earlier this morning while I was at work, because I have time to do that, about how just human existence has sort of evolved to where hundreds and thousands of years ago, people claimed, I have authority over you because the gods granted me authority. And then it became, well, my father was given authority from the gods, and I am his son, so therefore I have authority. And it's really been within the last 500 years to where it's been, I was elected by the people to have authority over you. And Ben Stone gave a really good speech at Porkfest, and that's going to be up online sometime soon.
Okay. Even though, by the way, that authority or that the people that were voting were not even a majority.
Right. In a lot of cases, it's a plurality of people that show up on a given day.
Right. So it's a percentage of a percentage, basically, of a percentage. Yeah. And so there's so many holes in this whole ridiculous system.
So how many people... Well, the question that I sort of led to in my mind was, how many people need to show up to vote in order for an election to seem legitimate?
So if, apparently 0%.
Next July 4th, if we show up in Concord and have our own election and then declare New Hampshire to be independent from the United States, how many people would need to be there for it to have an air of legitimacy?
Good question. I mean, you don't...
If the 22 people that were there... a week and a half ago, if we would have all said, okay, who wants independence? Mm-hmm. And 20 of us said yes, and then the militia guy and his wife voted no,
right,
because he was anti-secession as well as anti-several other things.
Yeah, and he was anti-immigrant as well.
Yeah, what would the 20-2 vote have been legitimate?
Well, I can tell you this, Daryl, that the I can't answer that question because I don't know what each individual believes, but I do know that the Shire Society Declaration in its original form, when we first created the Shire Society Declaration, unfortunately you were not around for it, but it was in 2010, we brought it to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and Davy Barker did just absolutely splendid calligraphy work with, you know, a fancy pen on hemp paper, and we had these two hemp paper documents with the Shire Society Declaration.
I missed the signing. I was there, but I could not get away to go to the signing.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So for those that don't know, you can go to ShireSociety.com. You can read the declaration there. It's a personal declaration of independence, declaring one's independence from the concept of the state, from the state idea, and really putting that down on paper. So we had those documents, and I believe more people signed the Shire Society Declaration than signed the Declaration of Independence.
I do believe that to be true.
Right. So, therefore, that should make it more legitimate, right? I mean, if we had more people,
one would think.
Clearly, it must be more legitimate. So, see that for yourself at ShireSociety.com. And, again, 855-450-FREE. The idea of getting rid of borders, again, it would require you to accept the idea that the state is a bad concept. Because as long as people hold on to this nation state, to this nationalism, this flag-waving fervor and mentality, as long as people hold on to that, we're always going to have this ridiculous division between humans. And
yeah,
it needs to go away.
I completely agree.
Tell me what you think, though, at 855-450-FREE. It is, by the way, the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Whether you want to talk about open borders, the abolishment of the idea of the state, or the World Service Authority, passport, Ed Snowden, anything you want to discuss goes here as well on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-453, brought to you by SACL CAI. In addition, if you've got Skype, you want to connect with us there, our username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron, iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the show. We'll take your calls here about what you want at 855-450-FREE. The World Service Authority has issued Edward Snowden one of their passports, but is it really something that could work for him? Is it something that could work for anybody? Well, according to the founder of the World Service Authority, it does work, and that he's been using it. He's been using his World Service Authority passport for decades. Now, he has been locked up several times for doing it, so full disclosure, your mileage may vary. But nonetheless, it's a fascinating experiment into the idea of abolishing the nation states of the world.
Yes.
And living as free, independent, sovereign human beings. I like that idea. What about you? 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
All right, here's a question that just popped into my head.
All right.
As you were saying, living as free, sovereign individuals.
Yes.
Do free, sovereign individuals require documentation?
Well, I don't think anything's required, but I think that people in the marketplace may want to know who they're doing business with, so I don't see documentation as an inherently bad thing.
Right, but I'm just thinking, you know, most people in the U.S., when they think of, you know, being free, there's a lot of people that will tear up their Social Security card, destroy their driver's license, and say, you know, like, I don't have, you know, this paper, I'm not whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a free person, I don't need papers. So to then say, well,
but those are government papers. When I burned my Social Security card, it's because it was a government-issued paper. I didn't consent to receiving that Social Security card. My parents signed me up for that. I never had any say in it. So I was burning the vestige of the state in that case. Whereas with the World Service Authority, I sought them out. I wanted to get the World Service Authority passport because I used to have a U.S. passport, and I allowed that to expire without renewing it because I felt uncomfortable about the idea of doing business with this murderous federal government. I wasn't interested in having my name on a U.S. passport. I wasn't, I can't support that organization anymore.
So, makes perfect sense to me.
Right, so that was my motivation there. And there's a little bit more here from Gawker.com in the story about Edward Snowden being issued a passport from the World Service Authority. And, again, they do this as a charitable, I think, outreach. You can go and buy your own passport. And in fact, Daryl, you were looking at the price ranges.
It was $45 for a three-year. I think it was $75 for a five-year and $100 for an eight-year.
Yeah, and you can also pay $400 and get the special donor passport.
Or where you can get an ID card for $20, and I actually have an ID card for an alias of mine.
And I have a passport, and it's great. I think it's a very high quality. It's not like it's not a piece of junk. This isn't, you know, this isn't some kid putting together fake passports or something like that in his mom's basement. These guys yes. actually have real machine-readable passports. It's the same paper, the same quality that that the nation states have. So it's really a sharp document. Anyway, let's continue here. By the way, the World Service Authority is worldservice.org is their website, worldservice.org. By issuing a passport to Snowden as he's publicly stymied by borders, they're amplifying the statement louder than ever. Because of the precarious position of many of its clients, the WSA typically likes to stay under the radar, Gallup told me, but as the WSA has a history of issuing honorary world passports to notable figures as publicity stunts, whether they want one or not, Barack Obama was issued one in 2008, and last year Gary Davis, the founder of the WSA, issued Julian Assange a passport and then mailed it to the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where the WikiLeaks founder remains holed up. After the WSA issued Snowden's passport, reporters picked up on the group's claim that the world passport is recognized by the government of Ecuador. One of the countries floated as a possible asylum destination for Snowden. But the basis of this recognition is a single letter sent by Ecuador's U.S. ambassador to Gary Davis in 1954. When I called the Ecuadorian embassy in New York City today, a man from the visa office told me the world passport would not be accepted, a point echoed by Ecuadorian Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Dr. Marco Albulja in a radio interview yesterday. So that's unfortunate that the Ecuadorian folks there, those two spokespeople, are saying that it will not be accepted. However, what they say doesn't necessarily mean anything when it comes right. to you encountering customs agents or border patrol agents in the country
and
when you attempt to enter.
Before you get to the customs agent or border agent, you have to go through the ticketing agent at the airline or cruise ship mm-hmm. or whatever mode of transportation that you're going through, because they have to check your documentation to make
right.
sure that you're not on some no-fly list, and to also make sure that the passport isn't from some country that's banned from allowing people to fly.
But people do get in with this passport into various different countries. All of this might be moot if Snowden can secure his temporary asylum in Russia. He said in his statement yesterday that he has accepted all of his asylum offers, including from Venezuela, which appears to be his most likely choice. Traveling to his permanent place of asylum won't require a passport under the United Nations 1951 Refugee Convention, and so far, the WSA hasn't gotten the passport into Snowden's hands. Yesterday, Gallup wouldn't tell me how they plan on delivering it. He did say that I can say that by tomorrow something will have happened to effectuate getting the document. Hopefully to him. So thank you to the World Service Authority for doing this for Edward Snowden. Again, whether or not it will help him in any way remains to be seen, but I think that it's a good publicity stunt at the very least for
the
World Service Authority. You know, it's gotten them at the top of Reddit. Gawker.com has now done a piece on this, and the more people that can find out about the World Service Authority, the better. And the more people that can consider the idea of getting rid of borders, the better. Because it's one of those things that we're born with. You know, you're born with the idea of the nation state. It's propagated very effectively by the government schools. They teach you about borders. And really, they're just imaginary. You're just using your yeah. imagination.
Yeah, and do you remember several years ago when the Absolut Vodka company got in some hot water for an ad that they ran in a Mexican magazine?
I not remember that, no.
It showed an old U.S.-Mexican map in which Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona,
where Mexico's much larger,
and California were all part of Mexico, yeah. and said, in an absolute world.
Hmm.
And there were a bunch of American companies or, you know, news organizations that
outraged,
aired this, and oh, we're outraged, can't believe they would do this. And it's, wait a second. They're just going back to what the border was like 150 years ago.
Yeah, don't the conservatives want to go back to the good old days? Were we talking about that before?
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to the good old days, right, where the United States doesn't really exist anymore.
Yeah.
How about that?
But let's go back even further to when no country existed.
Yeah. No, well, of course, we are kidding. We don't want to go back to any old system because a lot of these ideas are old
ideas.
Yeah,
like I don't want to be a hunter-gatherer living in a cave. I want the, you know, flying car sort of future where there's no government saying, no, you can't take off in your flying car today.
Which is why we don't have flying cars right now, because it's not because of the technology not being there. It's there. It's just
there are some flying cars.
That's what I'm saying. The reason why we don't have them in our possession is because, is because of the government saying you can't have that.
Yes.
The FAA has basically prevented Mueller Skycar from marketing their product in any meaningful fashion to average people.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, if you don't know what I'm talking about, check it out, Mueller Skycar. It's real, and it's been real for decades. They've had this thing flying, what, since the 70s or something like that?
I think so.
You know, it's been refined since then.
There's been several variations.
Right, it's been refined. It does exist. It's real, but you can't have one because there are all kinds of ridiculous, you know,
you need a pilot's license.
Yeah, there's that, and that's not an easy thing to attain.
Yeah, that's also not cheap to obtain.
Right. So, again, nations, terrible idea, old idea. Now, not all old ideas are bad ideas, but this one is a bad old idea, and it's one whose time has come to disappear from our lives, and the only way that's going to happen is by people talking about it. And, of course, in the meantime, I do support more secessionism. I had a story about Northern California, actually, or excuse me, Northern Colorado, looking at seceding from Southern Colorado.
Yeah, there's 10 counties now that are speaking of forming the state of North Colorado. And one thing that's interesting about the way, you know, a state would secede from within an existing state in the U.S., is that not only the people in that area would have to say, we want to create a new state, but then the legislature of the state of Colorado would then have to say, it's okay for them to leave.
I've got the details on that here, so let's talk about secession, at least this from the United States. Not from the United States in the case of Colorado. They want to secede from Colorado, basically. We'll come back with more, though. Hour number three is on the way. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can take control here at 855-450-FREE. Or come up.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.